You are listening to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. We will be coming to you each and every day with uncensored, in-depth analysis of everything you need to know to win your fantasy leagues this season. You can follow us on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, or join the Facebook discussion groups, www.facebook.com/groups/Friends of Fantasy Benefits. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and send us a copy or screenshot of it to friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com or on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, for a chance to get into one of our listener leagues or other prizes. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. My name is Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst, friendsfantasybenefits.com. Join me on this episode is Matt Thompson. Matt, how you doing?
Pretty good, my man. Neck deep in these prospects and these systems, and I'm ready to make a declaration. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Seattle Mariners system is the worst in the game.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, in my opinion.
Wow. Well, the Mets system only took us 7 minutes and 30 seconds to record. Let's see how quickly we can get through this one then. You can reach Matt on Twitter at MDTopFWFB, me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. All right, tell me what they have.
I like Kyle Lewis, and I'm very sad for Kyle Lewis at the same time. 255, 323, 403 in the Cal League. You know, good contact rate for a guy with his power projection, 9% walk rate, 6 homers and 2 stolen bases, and just under 150 at-bats. I still think he's got a chance to be an all-star player. I still think he's got plus power in the bag. I mean, his college numbers were disgusting. He put up in Mercer, 395, 535, 731 with 20 home runs. 23% walk rate in college. plus power, man. It's part of the game. He had above-average speed. I just don't know it with a knee. He was assigned to the Arizona Fall League this year, but packed it in after a few games because his knee was sore. So I don't know. You know, with the knee is a huge red flag for me, obviously, because it's still sore. And you watch him on video, he's still not fully confident. You know, he's not fully confident in the rebuilt knee. He favors it sometimes. He's going to have to move off of center, which is probably a good thing for his development. You know, I don't really want – if I can help it in fantasy, I don't want to roster any center fielders. You know what I mean? It's more field, more ground to cover, and I feel like leg injuries and stuff like that. But Kyle Lewis is, for me, a prototypical right fielder. But you just can't bank on it anymore. He was a slam dunk for me. He was one of my top-rated college players coming out of the 2016 draft. Top players overall coming out of the 2016 draft. And, you know, I still think he's got a sliver of hope to hit 30-plus home runs. I'm just not as bullish on the hit tool anymore because he loses a little bit of speed. And he's losing development time. And, you know, Trader Jerry over here might get rid of him any second now. You never know. But he's the one guy he's holding on to, which I do find a little bit of confidence in. Because if I'm another team, I'm still trying to take a stab at him, trying to acquire him. You know what I mean? But he gave the Cardinals Tyler O'Neill for Marco Gonzalez, which is a hell of a trade for the Cardinals, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's all upside on that. But a little worried about Lewis long term. He's still going to be in about the 75 range on my top 100 prospect list, which is considerably lower than I would have imagined he would be.
Considering the health issues, that's still pretty high.
Right. And I just that's a lot of me just not being able to give up on him because I think he can be a hell of a player. Again, you know, the knee thing though. Watching him play, you can tell he's fully cleared a long time ago. It's just he favors it and he's just not confident in that knee. And if he's not confident in his abilities, he's not gonna max out his skills. Mm-hmm. The next guy on the list, in my opinion, is Sam Carlson, who was a high school arm out of the state of Minnesota. So, cold weather kid. I always love guys like this. Mariners only limited him to 3 innings, so take nothing out of that sample. Got a little bit of deception, hides the ball in the delivery, but he throws hard. Good build, 6'3", 195, going to add some weight. Already throws hard. I think he can be a high-end number – High end number 3, low end number 2 fantasy starter with good Ks. I think, you know, he's the durability concerns for any pitcher, they're no different here. But the good fastball and changeup, which is, you know, if you have a good changeup at 19, I'm pretty much going to love you no matter what. Because that's a field pitch. You can't teach someone a good changeup, in my opinion. You either have it or you don't. You can adapt and adjust it a little bit, but you can't make it out of nothing. He's already got that pitch. So Sam Carlson's a guy to take a shot on for me. I like Evan White out of Kentucky, first base, bat-only prospect. Or first base only, you know, offensive prospect. 373, 453, 637 at the University of Kentucky in the SEC. 277, 345, 532 in his debut in the Northwest League. 87% contact rate, 11% walk rate, 3 home runs. Really good defensive player at first base, not that that matters. I think he's athletic enough to play the outfield if he had to. He's one of my favorite 2017 draftees. He's under the radar. I just don't know. I think he's going to be in the Dom Smith mold of high batting average, 15 to 20 homer pop at first base.
Yeah, and that doesn't play.
Right, that doesn't play. But if he moves him to the outfield, I think he's got a better chance of being, you know, an outfield five or something on your fantasy squad. He's got a nice swing. I mean, he's a guy I like. He jumped off the page in college. He was the best hitter in that conference, I think, at that position, which is saying a lot. So, you know, he's the name to track. Braden Bishop is another guy, you know, a potential 300 hitter with 20-plus steal potential, 296, 368, 376 in his career in the minor leagues. So you know he can hit. Power is just non-existent. Julio Rodriguez is a tooled-up J2 signing, so that means he'll be in someone else's system this time next year. Only 17 years old, 6'3", 180. That's a monster for 17. Long-term positions, right field, I think, because he runs well. He's got some pop. He's worth the gamble, in my opinion. But he's a potential five-tool guy. But I don't really like talking about too many 17-year-olds because, you know, a lot can happen. But I don't want to put too much faith in him. But he's like he could fill out and be like a Jermaine Dye. Like 30 homer seasons, 270, 280 hitter. I think that's the type of guy we're looking at. I still like Dan Vogelbach. Am I crazy?
I think you are.
Led the PCL in walks this year.
If they had faith in Vogelbach, they wouldn't have traded for Ryan Healy.
Right.
I mean, I know DePoto has a trade addiction, and maybe he was just going through withdrawals, and that could be it. But ultimately, the Healy trade just blocks him.
Right. And you're right. And maybe there's some sort of platoon there. But I think Healy's a little bit too good to be platooned, right? He's kind of...
Well, even if, I mean, like, are you really going to, you know, DePoto's talked about wanting to have a lot of relievers.
Right,
in the pen
taking
this
up
year.
A roster spot on the first
really,
base only.
Yeah, are you really, on a guy who's really should be DH only, like, he really shouldn't be playing first base.
Right, no, you're not wrong on that. I'm just a sucker for walk rates, man, and he's got it. And he's everyone's big favorite fat baby boy, you know, 6 foot 250 is what he's listed at. He's probably bigger than that.
I mean, the only nice, like, part for him about being in the Mariners organization is there is a chance he could get traded. And if he got traded to a different organization, you know, then I'd be like, okay, I think there's something here. But as long as he's in Seattle, he's blocked now.
Right. And I guess the thing I'm encouraged about is he's got nothing to prove in the minor leagues, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing. But he still went down to the minors this year like a soldier and led the PCL in walks, 290, 388, 455 slash line, 17 home runs in the PCL. 14% walk rate. I think ultimately he's bet only, obviously, like you touched on. He's a career 287 hitter in the minor league, so you know he can hit. I just don't think the power projection is much higher than 22-ish. 22 home runs is probably the peak, just because he's a line drive kind of hitter. And that, again, hurts him. Because you're a first base prospect without big power automatically gets dinged a lot. Probably unfairly, to be honest, but they get dinged a lot. I'm not giving up on Vogelbach. If you have him, I guess trade him to me. I might be the only sucker left. But
I think George Bissell's still in on him.
Yeah, I mean, you should be. I think you should be. I mean,
I don't.
You know, yeah. And then, you know, they got Max Povsey and Rob Whalen, who should be back-end guys, and the Mariners shuffle the back end of the roster better than most people with DePoto, so I'm sure they'll get some starts. They're streamers at best. Anthony Jimenez is a long shot outfield prospect for the Mariners. He's in the Midwest League at 298, 362, 482. Seven homers and 24 stolen bases. Doesn't make a lot of contact, though. Quick bat. Power is hit or miss. You know, it doesn't have a lot of power projection. But the stolen bases, I think he can be – he could ultimately be at peak a 15-15 guy with a decent batting average for Anthony Jimenez. It's a lot of stuff can go wrong. He's 22 in low A, so he's a little bit old for the level too. I'm just trying to make the system a little better than it is.
You don't have to. We've already gone over the Mets preview.
Yeah, trying to find guys like this. Real quick then, I'll just run through some names I like. Bryson Brigman's a bad first guy that hasn't hit yet. File the name away, makes a lot of contact. Good speed, middle infield guy, utility projection. Joe Rizzo, a guy that hit for average and walk a lot. Not a lot of pop for a third baseman. You don't really want that. Seth Elledge is a relief prospect, but he's got nasty stuff. 15 Ks per nine and two stops this year. Luis Lombardo is a speed defense guy. With a little bit of pop, he's developing. Hit 14 home runs this year. His career high previously was two. So keep that name and file the way, Luis Lombardo. Yeah, other than that, man, that's about it. The Seattle system is bad. Hashtag bad. And that's where we're at here. Oh. Jerry DePoto, everybody.
There you go.
Art yeah. Warren. Art Warren, big-time reliever in the Fall League. He'll be up this year for sure. And, yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap us up. Reach Matt on Twitter at MDTopFWFB. Me on Twitter at JustinNaysonFWFB. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season.